Hello, 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 and welcome to another fabulous Friday with your favorite friends on the Six Sides Radio Network with AJ and the Squad in the Queen's Court on Friday, October the 20th, 2023. Sit back and relax because we have a great show, but of course, keeping God first, a prayer with Evangelist Clayton. Welcome to the Six Sides Radio Network.
Mm-hmm. Father, I come to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as humble as I know how. God, I'm coming to you, calling on you 911 concerning your evangelist, Clayton. God, I ask that you touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, moved by your spirit. Oh, God, I ask that you go into the sick room, whatever her condition is, God, I ask that you move in a mighty way. Raise her up even now, God, for such a time as this, God. Show your strength by moving by your spirit. Oh, God, I bless your holy and righteous name while I stand in the gap for your woman servant, God. I ask that you move even now. Do it, God, whatsoever your woman servant has need of. God, I ask that you grant it even now. God, help her to continue to look to the hills from which cometh her help. For we know that our help cometh from you and only you, God. Oh, God, only you can turn things around. Pick her up when she's down. Oh, God, and I'm thankful and grateful even now to give you the glory and the honor and the praise for all things. And for all things I give thanks. Oh, God, your woman servant needs you right now. And I'm calling on you now to reach out your stretched out right hand and pull out your healing virtue even now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let your him, and I'll give you the glory and the honor and the praise for it. The hem of your garment is sacred, God. And I'm thankful for it, Jesus, that the hem of your garment cannot fail us, but the blood of Jesus is healable, it's curable, it's savable, and God, no matter what, we're thankful for your woman, servant. Continue to bless her right where she is. God, even if it be that your grace is sufficient, God, we ask for mercy and grace to continue to abide with your woman, servant, even now. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. I hear you, woman servant. Just know that God loves you more than anything. You keep standing regardless of your circumstance. Jerusalem.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Give an honor to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, who is my everything. And without Christ, I can do absolutely nothing. I tell God, thank you for meeting me right here at the appointed time to worship him in spirit and in truth. And I ask him to forgive me of anything that I've said, done, omission, commission, to grieve or displease him in any way, form, or fashion. I ask him to wash me thoroughly from my iniquities and create in me a clean heart. Renewing that right spirit within me, I give him the glory, I give him the praise. Like no other, you're worthy of the praise. I thank God, amen, my Heavenly Father, amen, for this 20th day of October 2023. This is the day that he has made. He has blessed me in this day to be rejoiced for and to be glad in it. I thank God for healing in my body. I thank God that he's continual healing me, amen, from the crown of my head to the very sole of my feet. And I thank God for removing soreness and pain that I'm going through. But I know that I serve a God that sits high and looks low. And I know that he's able to do all things above all that we ask or we think. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. God, I thank you, God, for being my guide and light and being the driving force in my life. I thank you, Father God, for Six Eyes Radio Network and AJ and the Squad in Queen's Court. I thank you for how you meet us right here at the appointed time, God. On this beautiful evening, God, your day, God, your blessed day, God, your healing, your deliverance, your breakthrough, your miracles. I thank you for performing miracles above all that we ask or we think. Lord, I ask that you grant us that serenity to accept the things we cannot change, courage to change those things that we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Lord, we continue to pray for Jerusalem, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We continue to pray for Israel, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We continue, Father, pray for the violence, Father God, that's going on in this country, God. Lord, we know, God, that you have all power in your hands, God. And, Lord, lead and guide us, God, on that path of righteousness for your name's sake. And, Lord, we ask that you bless the speaker tonight. God, whatever that they stand in the need of, meet every need according to thy will, God, that thy will is already done in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, I give you the glory, God. I give you the praise, God. Look down upon the squad, God, each and every member, whatever that they stand in the need of, their family, their children, their grandchildren. Whatever that they're standing in the need of, God, meet every need according to thy will, God. And, Lord, we glorify you and we magnify your name, God. Lord, look down, Father God, continually, Father God, on the community as a whole, God. Look down upon us, God, and our surrounding, God, our neighborhood and our community, God. Like no other, God, you're worthy of the praise, God. Bless everything, God, that's at our hands. Blessed above all we ask or think that we put in our mouths, God. Blessed, God, above all that we ask or think. And, God, we give it all to you in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father God, I ask, Lord, that you continue to heal my throat, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Like no other, you're worthy to be praised, God. And, Lord, we give it all to you in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that I pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yep, beer made bugs. Yep. Sitting back here at the day, dish. Dean's going to see the stuff on the laptop. He won't get any tape. Yep. Hey, we're done. Look at there. It says National. Oh, it's a Happy Teacher Day. That National. Yep, we can hear weakness. Yep, it's a whole lot of stuff on these year things too. Happy birthday to Isle and National Boss Day. I don't know about my boss. Yeah. Hey there, boss, how you doing? Happy National Boss Day to you.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Oh, can I see you in my office like quick? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now that there should want to see me in the office. You know, I ain't gonna stand for this year stiff until my flag shit make that. All right, let me get one here. How you doing, boss? What's going on?
Well, had a little meeting and said to let you go, but since you said happy boss day, I mean, you appreciate the bosses, don't you?
Yeah, you know that there be right. Sure do. And guess what? I'm gonna really appreciate it later on tonight. Sure enough is.
Well, what the hell? But you can't go to nurse.
Hey, you and me made that on the hottest of the hottest show.
And what show is that?
That there be AJ and the Squad. Yep, he's on the 6 hours of your network.
Well, does it all in or what?
Well, you got three different options of how you can do this thing. Yep, you can go right there on Facebook in your search engine, putting AJ and the Squad. Yep, and just like I be advertising every day, you see things like 6 Eyes Radio Network. Yep, AJ and the Squad. 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, every Friday. And first Friday, yep, be that there be, Queen's Coast. You know, secretary.
Oh, that sounds good right there. I think we're succeeding.
Yep. Sexy Friday, drive me crazy, hear me what I know. Hey there, boy. Huh? Ain't you supposed to be sleep? Oh, my back. It'd be the ship. And you dial 424-243-9616. AJ and the Squad on a 6-5 video network. That's what you do.
Well, no. I want to talk to somebody. You feel a little fun?
Hey there, Phil. You feel a little fun? You know, see, I ain't talking to me about it.
Well, I want to be able to tell the world one day.
But that's what you're going to do with that ass up. That same thing like that I get. So Hey, look, they already started.
Oh, so I know all that number.
Yep, you got that number right there. Yep, and you come right there on and you be listening to that little thing music. And they be saying about that, talking about that mentorship. And do that mentorship.
Mentorship,
how do I say something? What you got to do is crack that there one. And see, you got mentorship. And you look to hear something say on you, and your mic is right. Just be courageous. Yep, need courage.
What you mean?
Be courageous. Got other people I'm speaking to. So just reach your phone. Yep, sure enough. See ya.
Okay, I got you. Dial in now.
So, I was 34 years old at the time. I was hanging out with my friends, just living my best life, honestly. I thought I was on top of the world. And that's when I found this bump on my chest. When I went to the doctor, he looked at it and he said, well, I think you're okay, but like, this might sound a little weird, but we're gonna do a mammogram just to make sure it's nothing. And I didn't even think it was anything, so I was like, whatever. But then eventually, he called me and he told me that I had stage 2 breast cancer. Everything just completely stopped. I was like, okay, did they really say what they just said? So my grandmother had breast cancer and she passed away from it. And I pretty much thought it was women only. I did not know that men could get breast cancer. So, you know, I was terrified. But when I got diagnosed, I did do the genetic test. And I found out that I had the BRCA2 mutation. I told my brother, I said, you need to get checked out because this runs in our family. And family members need to know that. So my treatment was surgery, chemo, and radiation. I lost about 30 pounds. I couldn't eat. I would be shaking. It was that bad. During my treatment, I kept it a secret. I didn't tell anyone. You know, as a man, there was definitely a stigma, and I just didn't want those questions. So I was fighting for my life, and no one knew what was going on. And then I remember one time I asked my friend, I said, like, can I stay with you? I thought if I had gone to sleep, I was not going to wake up. The following day, I was like, okay, you can do this. It's okay to ask for help. And so after that, my family, my friends, they were so supportive. They would bring me food. They would just, you know, be there for me. I have been cancer-free for 2.5 years. And I will continue to go to the doctor. I will continue to make sure I'm okay. But it's a lot different now because I realize that there's something powerful about being vulnerable. It is powerful to ask for help. It is powerful to have people included in your life that love and want to support you. That's strength.
Good evening. And welcome to another great episode of AJ and the Squad, along with the Queen's Court here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Hallelujah. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. Can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes,
sir. It is sweet.
Come on and lift your hands and say it with me.
It is
a sweet
dream.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know.
Listen to this right here.
Some people say I'm crazy, but I can't explain.
Oh, no.
The power that I feel, oh, when I call your name.
When I call your name.
Said it's just like fire. Oh, oh, shut up in my bones.
That was Something About the Name Jesus by Kirk Franklin.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. Hello, everybody.
Welcome to another
Thank
episode
you
of
know.
Entertainment
another
Squad.
Wonderful the opening.
Going on the Six Eyes Radio
Thank
Radio
you,
Network.
Thank you,
Anything I can do to help?
As awesome as always. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another fabulous Friday with your favorite friends. It's us.
There
Let's
it
get
is.
These mics open.
That's right. The phone lines are now open at 424-243-9617. Please join us. Remember, press that 1. Wait till you hear it say you are now in the host queue, and Queen will get to you right away, and you can be unmuted and join all the festivities.
Give me a minute. We got a nice little crowd, so give me a minute.
That's all right. I like it when it's a lot of people, a big crowd. You like the crowd.
Yes.
Say, how can I move the crowd? First of all, ain't no mistake to laugh. Follow the leader.
On some mental. Make sure everybody's doing okay. Everybody's doing well.
Absolutely.
Okay, if you press 1, then your mic is on.
Good evening, good evening,
open.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, sir. Good evening, sir. I believe I heard our favorite guest way back.
Come up here. Yes, so we're going to start off with our mentors, with our queens, of course. And I'm good. This is the Queen coming out of North Carolina. I am good. I am blessed. I am anointed. I am favored. I am all right because God said I was, and He said I was going to be. And I can't wait to hear what's going on tonight. I feel good in my spirit. I feel better in my body. My mind is great. I can't complain because there's always somebody out there worse off than you are. And in your story, you may look at it one way, but somebody else will look at your story as a fairy tale. So I'm going to take what God has given me, and I'm going to run with it. I'm going to hold on to it and wait for what else He has for me. So with that, I'm complete. I love you guys. Thank y'all for being here with us. And I'm stepping to the side. Queens, go.
Good afternoon on this beautiful, beautiful, awesome Friday. You know, you can tell when you miss something. You can tell when you miss something that I miss something. But I give God the glory. I give God the praise just for being right here with y'all. I'm Evangelist Clayton Helen out of Tallahassee, Florida. I thank God for being a miracle worker, performing miracles above all that we ask, all we think. Amen. To God be good. I'm so grateful. Amen. And it's okay not to be okay. I'm a little sore. My voice is getting better, you know, with the tube that was down my throat. So it's getting better. It's getting better, getting better. And all I can say is, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for touching this old body of mine. And I am. I heard the Queen say she, amen, is anointed. Amen. I am anointed and appointed by God. Amen. And I'm going to run on to see what the end is going to be. The songwriter said, run on to see what the end is going to be. I got my hands in the wireman change. Amen. To God be the glory. So I give God the glory. I'm grateful to be here with you all tonight. Y'all just continue to pray my continuity in the Lord that He continue to use me for His glory. And you all continue to pray that each and every day I'm getting stronger and stronger and stronger. They taken the tubes out of me. They removed the tubes, the drainage tubes, and
everything.
So I just I give God the glory. You all pray continually for me, and I am complete. I'm so grateful to be here with the hottest truth, with the hottest God.
Amen.
On your radio dial. Amen. To God be the glory. God bless you all. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Next queen.
Good evening, everyone. This is Destiny calling from out of Virginia.
Hey.
Hello, everybody. Can y'all hear me?
Yes,
we can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have been in the slums for several weeks. I took my very first mammogram several weeks ago, and I have been in the slums because they found something. But I said before you tonight that I know that I serve a God who sits high and looks low.
Mom,
I went to the doctor yesterday for my other mammogram, for my second mammogram, and an ultrasound of my breast. And they told me that there is no sign of cancer anywhere.
I'm so thankful to God
for doing just what he said he was going to do.
You better say it.
I know that God healed my body.
Yes, I know that God healed my body.
I saw the images that were full with white, and now the images are no longer white. So I just want to thank the Lord most of all, and thank you all for your prayers, your calls, your texts,
all of the above.
Thank you all for checking on me, because I was down, but I'm up right now, and I just thank the Lord for it. Amen.
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 336, your mic is open.
Hello, hello to everyone out there. My name is Mrs. Holly Joy, and I'm calling from the North Carolina area. And I'm so glad to hear that for you, Destiny. And I want to give
you
three words. And the artist is Jacqueline Carr. I believe God.
I believe God. Yes.
Take that.
Thank you.
And listen to it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes, yes.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah.
Thank you, thank you. Any more queens? Any more queens?
Queen Nye calling in from Ohio.
Hey.
Good evening.
Hey. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
God bless everyone, and may those who are afflicted with anything that is not of the norm, may God bless you with healing. And those that are well, may God continue to lead you down your path. God bless everyone.
God bless you.
Amen.
Any more queens? Any more queens?
That's our favorite couple in the building tonight.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening.
I am from Tallahassee. You know who I am.
Welcome back.
You know who I am. You know, Evander Clayton always invites us, so I am from the country called Crawfordville. Crawfordville, Florida. We are in the country.
Always a pleasure.
And I love the country. Well,
I love the country, too. I ain't gonna lie.
My mental is great because I am going to stand on his promises.
He promised
me he will never leave me. He will never forsake me. He told me to cast all my cares on him because he cared for me, and I am important, and I am the apple of his eye, and I am a child of the king. So my mental is great. I'm not going to take nothing from the enemy. I'm not going to take his word. I'm not going to speak his word. My mental is stupor. My mental is great. Because the Bible tells me so.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
Amen. You are so welcome. God bless
you. Thank you so much. Welcome back.
It's been a long time.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. How's everyone doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, bless, and highly favored. This is Cindy Lockley, the wife of Lockley from Tallahassee,
hey.
Florida.
Hey,
My mental status is an 8, which is good. I just want to give honor to God, the Father, and to my husband, and who's Leslie Lockley. And I thank God for he's ahead of my life and another night to be with the Six Eyes Radio Network. And I say hello to AJ, hello to Queen, AJ and the squad, and to Queen, and the entire staff. And hope that all is well with you all. And I'm very excited about tonight. I'm looking forward for tonight. But I also want to say that we just thank God for what God has done for Evangelist Clayton. It's always a blessing to know that he's a boy and she's healed in Jesus' name. Also, I thank God for the victory being won in this healing. And also, Mr. Tony's doing fine. I thank God for how he healed you. I thank God for each one, everybody, all around the world. And again, it's just a blessing to be here with my brothers and sisters around the world. And may God bless you each and every one of you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Ms. Lockley, you sound upbeat and up-spirited tonight. You sounded real joyful tonight. I almost didn't know who you was. Sound like a little teenager over there.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
All right, next. Where you at? Where you at?
Hello.
There you go. Hi.
I'm Leslie Lockley from Dallas, Florida. I'm the husband of Cindy Lockley. And I also thank God for what he's doing for Evangelist Clayton.
Yes.
How he heals her. And she's got she's in a speedy recovery. And she's doing better now. We're glad to hear her voice. Mm-hmm. And glad to know she's back. And also, want to speak to AJ. How you doing, AJ?
I'm doing great, sir. Thank you for asking. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Doing great.
God is good. God is great. Absolutely.
Yes, he is. And also, I want to speak to the Queen.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm doing
great. You just make me cry every Friday. You know, have you guys ever seen the movie Why'd I Get Married 2? So there was this older couple that met up with the younger couples, and they sat there and talked to them about love and happiness and finding each other, and they was the sweetest couple. And I swear, every time I hear y'all, that's who I think about. y'all just show so much love and so much poise, and I just thank God for y'all. Y'all just don't know what y'all do to me when I hear y'all every Friday.
Thank you. God bless you. And also, I'm looking forward to the show tonight, and I believe God is going to bless.
Yes.
And y'all put your faith in the Lord.
Definitely.
Yes, sir.
Any more queens?
All right, moving right along.
Moving
go to our king.
All right, come well, on, good evening, everyone. Good evening, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
How are you, ma'am? Well, I have been up since yesterday. I told y'all I wasn't going to sleep. I didn't want to miss the show. So I am here. Mental is two thumbs up. Mr. and Mrs. Lockley, hello to you all. Hello to the rest of the squad.
Good evening.
And here for, how you doing, sir?
All right.
Yes. So here for a great show. If you are a cat lover like I am, and Trumpet says hello too, if you are a cat lover like I am, please post your pictures of you and your pet on the Six Eyes Radio Network group page. It's a cool little page over there. and you can post your cat in you, and you can join. I got Trumpet up there. Did you see Trumpet today, Trumpet?
Oh, that Trumpet would have to be me. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, how about, dog? How about your dog?
Can
I post him before you
can?
Well, Trumpet is up there. We're gonna have room for dog soon, but right now we're posting pictures of cats. So if you haven't checked out Trumpet, check them out. With that, I'm complete, and you're enjoying AJ and the Squad. Love you all.
Amen.
You too, sir.
That was the man of the hour. That was Mr. Six Sides himself, the owner of the Six Sides Radio Network. Next King, go.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am the one and only. I am the Godfather, reporting live from Birmingham, Alabama, where the men are men and the women are proud of it. So how many years later?
All right.
How sweet that is.
That is very sweet. Next king.
Mm. Yeah. Yes, sir. We can turn your phone up just a little bit.
Hey, how y'all doing? This is Two Piece from South Carolina. My mental is off the chain. Waiting to hear my auntie speak tonight. I'm a great testimony. So God bless y'all and God bless everybody.
All right.
Yeah, the king.
Thank
the
you
other
so
king.
Much.
Mr. Tony still with
us? Yes, he is. Mr. Tony?
Hello, Tony.
Oh, okay. Thank you. All right.
You're
yeah,
welcome,
thank
sir.
You. Great father. And AJ and everybody. But after that cat post, I had to say something. That was hilarious. I was on mute cracking.
I think I didn't say too much medicine or something.
I haven't laughed that hard all day. That was funny. That was real good, Six Eyes. I laughed to make the heart grow fonder, man. I'm still in the hospital, and I appreciate all the prayers. But I should be getting discharged soon. Thought I was leaving today, but hopefully I get out of here tomorrow. But I appreciate the laughs, and I enjoyed even the prayers. I just enjoy this show. So
My pleasure. Yes, sir.
And I'm just can't wait to hear the testimony tonight. It's going to be a good one, and I just can't wait.
Yes,
and I, too, like the Lockleys, and I enjoy hearing everybody, you know. And they're so uplifting to me as well.
Yeah.
When I hear them, so much love and togetherness.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she called his name right out the God name. You know, I don't want to start going down that road, but she said she honored God, and then she said, I honor my husband.
That's right.
So ain't that something that's deep right
there? Amen.
But anyway, thank y'all for everything. All right, with that, I'm complete. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Yeah, we're just one big, great, happy family. I love it. Anyone else? Did Siri want to say something, or was that Alexa? That leaves me last, I suppose. This is AJ calling out of the great city and state of Cleveland, Ohio. Good evening, everyone. Hey. My mental is okay. You know, I've been going up and down, been going through a few things, but all we are. But it's nothing I can't handle, nothing I can't ride. You know, I shall handle the storms. As I always do, and I also appreciate the support from my queen. I have a nice circle, my therapist that I've been seeing lately. So, you know, my son, he's just doing great things. My grandbaby, I just, you know, it's just amazing just see how fast she's growing. It's just ridiculous how fast these children are growing and maturing nowadays. But I am blessed to be here on the Six Hours Radio Network. I'm here with people that, you know, I love, I respect, I like. I call friends and family. I'm here with my queen. I'm here with the squad, the Queen's Court. I'm here with everybody, all our callers. And I want to thank everybody for always participating every Friday with us, and all the content and things that everybody submits on the Facebook page. I and everyone else, I'm sure, as well, would tell you that we all appreciate that. So I can't wait to hear tonight's speaker. So with that, I'm gonna cut myself short, and I am complete.
Thank you, babe. Thank you for all you do as well. Anybody else? We don't want to hold nobody back. It's okay not to be okay. Just tell somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you want to share, tell us your mental. Just tell us something good. Tell us how your day was. Tell us what made you smile today. Just whatever you want to share with us.
As long as it's within the next 4 minutes.
Huh? Was somebody saying something? I'm sorry. Okay. Well, if nobody else, we'll move on. I will step back and allow Two Piece to come and introduce our guest. And then after his introduction and after the next song from that, the next voice you hear will be that of our guest. So, Two Piece, you ready, sir?
Yes, ma'am. I have the great pleasure of introducing a very powerful woman of God from Gaston, South Carolina. She known me, put it that way, before I knew myself. So the next voice you will hear after this selection is Evangelist Rosa Scott from Gaston, South Carolina, with a powerful testimony of her daughter. God bless you, everybody.
Preparing for that, you will be finding yourself being put on mute. That's just the respect to our speaker.
You're listening to AJ and the Squad, along with the Queen's Court here on the Six Eyes Radio. Bad words. I was sitting in the kitchen and I was like, Lord, what am I going to do? I have all these responsibilities, all this going on, and it seems like I'm doing everything I can for you, and everything is just going opposite. Anybody ever been there where it seems like you were doing all you knew to do, and still you took 2 steps forward and you took 5 steps back, and you're saying, God, what in the world is going on? And I was sitting in my kitchen, and I didn't understand it, and then these words came. I said, Lord, you are good. You've been so good, Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough. Even if I try, 'cause you've been so good. Lift your voice. Come on, tell them today.
You're so good to me.
Let's go right here. Everybody lift up your voice.
Lord, you are good. You've been so good.
Come on, say, Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good.
Because I owe you, Jesus.
I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough.
Somebody say, even if I tried it, it wouldn't work. I can't.
I was sitting over the dishes with tears in my eyes. And I had to declare out of the hard place that you've still been better. I can never repay you, Lord. I can never repay you, Lord. I can never repay you, Lord, for what you've done for me. How you loose my shackles and how you set me free. How you made a way when there was no way. How you made a way when there was no way. How you made a way, shackles, when there was no way. Oh God, you made. You've been so good.
Come on, lift it up.
You've been so good. Oh.
Right there, right there. Let them hear your heart in that tonight.
You've been so good.
When I almost lost my mind, you've been. When the enemy came in like a flood, you
feel so good.
Everybody lift your voice and say,
so good.
That was Lord, You Are Good by Todd Galbert.
You've been better than good to me.
Yeah.
You've been better than good to me. You've been better than good to me. Oh, you've been better.
Evangelist Scott?
Yes.
It's
hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Fan.
Well, I may begin?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, good evening, everyone. My name is Evangelist Rosa Scott. And I am also the assistant pastor at Unity Missionary Baptist Church of Hopkins, South Carolina. I am the fourth child of 10 children. I grew up in the town of Gadsden, South Carolina. Growing up in a home, I just want to tell you a little something about me before I go into my daughter's testimony. Growing up in my home, we didn't have much, but one thing we had a praying mother and a praying grandmother. And prayer is the best weapon or anything we can use to get through what we're going through. I couldn't attend school like others because we had to work on the farm or picking cotton and doing whatever else we needed to do on the farm. But as time went on, the Lord blessed my mother, and we was able to move in a home of our own. My life wasn't a life of peaches and cream growing up, but by the grace of God, I made it. And whenever I look in the mirror at myself, I would stand there and say with a smile, I don't even look like all the things that I had to endure growing up as a child. That's all because of God. I retired. I graduated from high school, and then I took training. I retired 12 years ago from the Department of Mental Health as a certified nurse assistant. Now, you heard enough about me. I will now begin my daughter's testimony. Praise God. My oldest daughter, my testimony is about her tonight, and I pray that it will encourage somebody that's listening on this telecast. My oldest daughter, her name is April Scott. She just celebrated her 49th birthday. And at the age of 2, she became very ill. During that time, my husband was stationed in Korea. So one day, particularly the day, my daughter became very ill. She had a high fever. Her eyes was turning yellowish. Her body was beginning to stiffen up. And she was beginning to cry, and I knew that she was very sick. And I just didn't know what to do. So I grabbed her up along with my youngest daughter, and I drove her to my mother's house. And we took her to the emergency room at Munna Creek Army Hospital, Fort Jackson, South Carolina. I went into that emergency room not knowing what was wrong with my daughter, but I knew that something was wrong with her. So I took her in my arms and carried her in the emergency room, and like I said, and I told them that my daughter was very sick, and I didn't know what was the matter. So they had me to sign her in and asked me to take a seat. I didn't want it to, but I did it. And as I was holding my daughter, I could feel the heat from her body. It just was hot. Through my clothes, I could feel the heat. So I got back up and I told them, you all have to see my daughter this minute, now. I can't wait any longer. And they were telling me, Ms. Scott, have a seat. And I said, no, I'm not going to have a seat. Something is wrong with my daughter, and I believe that I'm looking around in this emergency room, and what I can see that my daughter is the sickest child here. So they took her in the back and began to examine her. They examined her, and they began to start her lab work, and it was doing stat lab work because they needed it back right away because they didn't even know what was wrong with her either. And after the results came back, they asked me where was my husband stationed. And at that moment, I knew something was very wrong. I began screaming out, Lord, please don't take my child from me. And I remember saying it over and over and over. But they was telling me, ma'am, you don't have time to cry. And then they was just like the no compassion. You don't have time to cry. You need to tell us where your husband is stationed. And I just cried and cried. So at that time, my mother, she looked in my purse, and she know I always kept an address book there with my husband's address. So she gave them my husband's address to where he was stationed. And at that time, they diagnosed my daughter. After they got the test results back and had a specialist to come in, my daughter was, they diagnosed her of having an acute bacterial spinal meningitis. And that was the most common dangerous type. It could have been fatal in 24 hours. For which they only gave her 24 hours to live. But like I just said at the beginning, my daughter was 2 years old at the time. But now she's 49 years old. So 47 years ago, the Lord healed my daughter. He healed her. And they gave her only 24 hours to live. Well, like I said, I was going to church. I was raised up in a Christian home, but I really didn't know the Lord. I didn't know him at that time. But I thank God there was prayer warriors. We had prayer warriors out there praying for my child. So the specialists told me, the doctors and the medical staff, they told me, if your daughter pulled through this, she will only be a vegetable. She couldn't do, she would have to wear diapers the rest of her life, and she won't be able to walk or nothing. You will always have to do things for her. But see, that's what the doctor says. And we expect the doctors to say what they say, but they are not God. God gave the life, and God is only one can take it. My daughter was, she was hospitalized for almost a month. And after, well, during the time she was in the hospital, I was going back and forth to see her. And she was just lying there. Her fever was so high. She lost a lot of weight. Her hair came out. Her lips was all parched up. And the ear, the top of her ear, the fever was so high till it had burnt, scorched, and there was a hole there in her, in the top part of her ear. So like I said, she was there for about a month, and then they discharged her. And they was telling me what all I had to do. She won't be able to do this. She won't be able to do that. Well, I wasn't listening to any of that. But I was just so grateful that I had my daughter. My daughter was alive. And after being discharged from the hospital, she had to learn how to walk all over again. She was back in diapers. She couldn't sit up in a chair. I had to sort of restrain, put a restraint on her, restrain her back in the chair to keep her from falling out. But she could walk before all of this, and she could sit in the chair. She could run around and play. But after coming home from the hospital, she wasn't able to do any of that. So, but one day, I noticed my daughter wasn't responding to anything that I was saying or whatever. So I went in my kitchen, and I got two pot lids, and I banged them together. And she didn't even look around. And I said something to myself. I said to myself, something is actually wrong. But I didn't got alarmed. I didn't get upset because, like I say, I still had my daughter. And I said, something is wrong. She's not responding to any noise or sound. So I made an appointment, and I took her to see a hearing. Her doctor made an appointment for her, a referral to a speech and hearing clinic. And after many tests she had to undergo, she was diagnosed of having a severe hearing loss. Back and forth going to see the hearing specialist, and they was doing different tests on her to see just how much hearing she had. But yet she didn't have any hearing at all. They did tests on her to see if she was a candidate for a transplant device. But she wasn't. They told me there was nothing they could do because she didn't have any hearing, and you had to have some hearing in order to receive that device. But she didn't have any. I still wasn't upset. I still didn't break down and cry because I had a feeling in my heart, in my mind, in my soul, in my spirit that God was going to do something for my child, that she was not going to be sitting around not doing nothing for herself and can't do anything for herself. During the whole process of, as a child growing up, she was never sad. She was always happy. That because God had his hands on her. And I thank God. That psalm, let that psalm say, but God, Lord, you are so good. You've been better than good. And he's been better than good to my child, better than good to me. So I said to myself, well, they say she's deaf. But then I just said, well, she's deaf. But then my child, she was like coming back home playing with her sister and other kids, and none of the kids that she played with, the hearing kids, didn't treat her as though she was deaf. I never, ever, the whole time she was growing up, never witnessed her or could experience she was being treated harsh by other kids because they all love her. I just say she was an angel. I just thank God for that. But because I had another daughter. And later on, my husband received orders to go to Fort Huachuca, Arizona. And he said, I'm going to take you all with me. I'm not going to leave you. So there, my daughter, it was time for her to go to school. She was about 5 and a half years old. And it was time for her to go to school, and we began searching around in Arizona for a school, but there was no schools for the deaf. And I knew there was a school in Spartanburg, South Carolina, for the deaf, but I was not going to be stationed in Arizona and sending my child to a school in Spartanburg. I told my husband, we need to go home. So he got another assignment. And thank God they sent us back to Fort Jackson, South Carolina. But later on, searching and looking for schools after we got back, we find schools in Columbia, and they had classes for the deaf. So we got orders from Fort Jackson and came back here, and my daughter began to go into school. Elementary school, she attended Brennan Elementary. In the middle school, she attended Creighton Middle School. In high school, she attended A.C. Floor High School. And after graduating from high school, this same little girl that the doctors say if she lives, she'll be a vegetable. But that lets you know the doctors don't know it all. Only God knows. After she graduated from high school, she began, and she did all this on her own. She began, she attended Midland Tech here in Columbia. Sometimes she would have an interpreter there to interpret her classes, and sometimes she didn't. I was on my job, and they would always call for me to come out to interpret. But that wasn't my job. They were responsible of having an interpreter there for her. So my daughter just got fed up. April, this little girl that the doctor said if she lives, she'll be a vegetable. She transferred herself to Spartanburg Technical College in Spartanburg, where there was classes for the deaf and also interpreters. She lived on campus there. But then when she told me she was transferred, I asked her, how was you going to get there? I can't take you to Spartanburg every day. How was you going to get there? And she told me, she signed and told me, I've done all my paperwork. All I have to do is be ready to meet that bus. And there was a bus coming from Spartanburg to pick up the deaf and the blind students there in Columbia. And all we had to do was to bring our kids and drop them off or wait on the bus to come, and the bus would pick them up, and they would take them back to Spartanburg. And on Fridays, they would bring them back, and we would be there waiting on them to take them home. And that was back and forth until my daughter graduated. She graduated with her associate degree. So after graduation, this Sam, little girl, that the doctor say at the age of 2 years old, if she lives, she'll be a vegetable. She got married, and then she got a divorce. Then later on, she got a place of her own, and she was living on her own. And after which, she told me one day, Mama, I know what I want to do now. I want to go back to college, signing. Go back to college. And I said, but what college do you want to go to? She said, I want to go to Gallaudet University in Washington, D.C. Well, I said, you'd be so far away from me. But then she didn't listen to any of that. She said, I'm going to Gallaudet in Washington, D.C. And my major will be a social worker. So with the help of God and her boldness, she went and she graduated, and she received her bachelor's degree in social worker. Then she decided that she would live in Washington, but everything was so expensive. So I told her, you need to come home, because I can't afford, you know, having you living in Washington, and apartments were so expensive. So she came home, and she got another place of her own, and she was living on her own. And also that, and during that time, my daughter got called into the ministry. She's the deaf minister also, preaching the gospel when time permits her to. Can I take a break? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Not a problem. Not a problem. Sit back and relax. Go stretch a little bit. Grab something to drink. You got something for us while we're waiting on that? And everybody just sit still, and we'll be right back.
We've been conditioned to accept nonsense and injustice. And whether we want to admit it or not, what we see, what we hear, the diet that we are fed, the food that we eat, have an effect on our productivity. Think about it and look at the overall projection of the agenda. We are all raised and geared to live forever. Fame. When that is not true. We're not going to live forever. But you can't make that your blanket persuasion, or there would be more suicides, more killings, more maniacs, more. Because if death was the theme, why care? Life goes on with or without you. The thought-worthy creator has installed in most of us the desire to live, the desire to help others, although helping others, doing good, doesn't get the play that evil gets. On the charts of life, evil is number one, hate is number two, and negative is number three. Sometimes negative is number two. All depends on the situation. Caring and doing good and walking as best you can isn't even in the top 10. I'm just saying that to prove a point. Look at the news. The great majority of the news is bad. Look at the movies. Even though they have a happy ending, the bulk of the movie is full of chaos and static problems. So we're conditioned to accept nonsense and injustice.
God is the reason you are hearing this right now.
Make your world better, because a better you means everyone around you will get the benefit.
Amen.
You are listening to AJ and the Squad along with the Queen's Court here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Everything that happened to me, that's good, God.
God,
yes.
That was God Did It by Evelyn Turner-Tenagy and the Warriors.
Hey everybody, this is Eva Tarsha calling from New York. I love listening to AJ and the Squad. Now, back to the show.
Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Okay, back to my testimony. I'll go back, start beginning back with she attended Gallaudet University College in D.C., where there she earned her bachelor's degree in social work. Now, at this present moment, my daughter is now working at home. She's here with me, and she's working at home. She tried to find jobs out places, but she couldn't. But the Lord bless her, and she's working online, and she is a deaf social worker, and she for the community engagements, and also she works as an outreach assistant for the social media for the deaf. This coming Saturday, April, we'll be flying out the Sam little girl, which is a woman now, that the doctors say if she lives, she'll be a vegetable. This coming Saturday morning, which is tomorrow, she will be flying out to San Francisco to assist in an urban jazz dance company production, which entitled Echo of Deaf Homeless in the Bay. Then my daughter, during the time I used to ask her, how does she feel not being able to hear? And she would look at me and say, you can't miss what you never had. I would just sign and say, being the age of 2 years old, she don't even remember hearing. So she says she don't miss that. And in a way, she is happy she's this way because she don't have to listen to all the garbage and the stuff that people are saying. So she's a happy 49-year-old lady, able to do anything that anybody else can do. She can drive, she can cook, she pay her own bills. Anything that she put her little smart, blessed mind to do, she can do it. I am so proud of my daughter, April, because she don't allow her deafness to stop her from doing anything she wants to do. She knows that the sky is the limit to whatever she wants to do. Tonight, I just pray that my story and testimony would encourage somebody who may be struggling with a health issue or with some type of disability. Just know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Just put Christ first no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter what you're getting ready to go into, no matter what you're coming out. We just have to put God first. I listened to all these awesome testimonies on this phone tonight. God's been good. There's nothing too hard for God. All we have to do is pray, trust, and believe. And he will take us through and carry us through anything that we need to go through. So I just thank God tonight, and there's much more, but this is my first time giving my testimony about my daughter. My husband and I, we went to sign language classes 2 years when he was stationed in Arizona. But then after my daughter started attending school, she began teaching us, and right now I have several sign language books, and you can also go online, and you can pull up sign language classes. And even when she sometimes goes around some of the family members, sometimes, you know, they seem like a little afraid because she's signing it, and they feel that they don't know how to sign back. And she would tell them, you can write a note. Or she would teach them how to fingerspell. I'm just proud of my daughter.
I'm proud of her, and I'm proud of what God has done for her. And when I look at my daughter, sometimes I may get a little down in my spirit. And when I look at my daughter, just looking at her encouraged me. She encouraged me so much just by watching her. And then she have encouraged a lot of more people. So that is my testimony and my story about my daughter, April Scott, who was diagnosed with meningitis, a fatal disease, at the age of 2 years old. And now she's 49, and she's traveling all over the world. There's nothing that can stop her because the sky is her limit. Amen. To God be the glory. That's the end of my testimony and my story.
Oh, wow. You better go, Miss April. You do your
nice,
thing, babe. I know that's
nice.
Right. I know that's right. So, Miss Rosa, if you just stick around, I'm going to open up some of these mics for anybody that's got some questions or comments.
You're listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network here with 18 in the school on the Queen's Court.
Wow. Very inspiring.
Yes.
I told you I wasn't going to sleep until I heard your testimony. And I'm still up. Very inspiring. It just goes to show strong parenting can bring about greatness in your child. So I just want to commend you for raising, not giving up. And like you said, God is the author, and he has the last say, despite what the doctors say. So I'm glad
Amen.
You're still striving and inspiring the world. And God bless you, and come back anytime.
Amen.
So if your mic was previously open, I'm just going to open it up again. If you didn't open it the first time and you want to, please just press 1. But if you were already open, I'm just going to open it back up. All right. Anybody, all mics are open.
Queens first. Queens first.
Miss Scott, this is the Queen. I just want to say thank you so much for that. That was very, very touching. And we as mothers, we do go through a lot, and we do provide a lot, and we do sacrifice a lot. But what we do is we love a lot also. So your love for your daughter, your love for the Lord, your faith in the Lord walked you through that. And like you said, she's now up with aid, and she's flying all over the world. And that just means that God does not fail. God has not failed you, and he will not fail you. So I praise God for you and her, and you both keep up the good work. Very, very good.
Amen.
Very good. With that, I'm complete.
Amen.
Anybody else? Anybody else? I'm sorry. 516, your mic is open.
Don't be shy. Don't be bashful.
516. Okay. Well, everybody's mics are open, so if you would like to speak, go.
Somebody, anybody. Right?
Anybody. 850, your mic is open.
516, Baldwin, Long Island, New York. I am the aunt of April Scott. And as her aunt, I watch her grow up, and she has been a great inspiration to me also. And so is her mother, who I can always call on when I'm going through my trials and tribulation. Her mother has great faith, and she's kind of like we have adopted her as our mother. And I have really enjoyed this tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Glad you came in with us. Please come back and join us every Friday night right here.
Will do. Will do.
803, your mic is open.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. We hear you way back over there, sir.
Yes, sir. I really enjoyed the show, and it was very inspiring. And I'm thinking thankful to God that the mother of the daughter shared her testimony about her daughter and really encouraged her heart. And I say to keep on sharing the testimony of her daughter. And I believe it will touch other people's heart and encourage other people. Thank you.
Amen.
You're so welcome, sir. Thank you.
I just want to say, this is Cindy Lockley, the wife of Leslie Lockley from Tallahassee, Florida. I just want to say to the mother of Miss April, keep on sharing the strength, and I thank God that He's given you strength. And He carries you through to bring you through to be able to tell the story. And I thank God for you standing her to speak about your daughter. And God showed your daughter the path of life and to the fullest. And the joy of the Lord was your daughter's strength and is your daughter's strength.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit interceded for you and for your daughter and your whole family. And He's guiding your daughter each and every day. So she's definitely a blessing to her family and to all the friends and that surround her, and definitely a blessing to all of us on the station all around the world. We just thank God for her, and we just pray that she continue to keep on going and letting God lead her path. And we just thank God for the strength of you and your daughter. So just keep spreading the word and telling your story. And may God bless
Amen.
You and your family.
Amen.
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 Good afternoon.
On this person speak. Just 1 second. Just remember, guys, these mics are very sensitive. So if you're doing something in your background, if you just mute yourself, please, until you're ready to talk, until you finish. Please. I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
Good evening. This is Ms.
Hey.
The testimony, and I thank God for the mom. She didn't give up. She prayed, and the power of prayer that goes to show us the power of prayer. She didn't take no for an answer. You know, so that's the power of prayer, and God just worked. You know, they said they said man's extremity is God's opportunity. So those doctors went to the extreme. They did what a doctor's supposed to do. They went to school, and that's what they studied. But that was their extremity. There's nothing else they could have done. But I thank God for your faith. Your faith. God said, let me step in. God looked down and see your faith. And He had to answer you. He had to answer you. You came to your rescue because you didn't give up. As you said, you have the community praying also. But as you cry out, when we cry, God hear your cry. God hear your cry. You say you didn't know God back then like you should, but God, that's where grace and mercy comes in. He hears your cry. He hears you. You didn't do everything just right, you know, not perfect, but you cry out to Him. And He hears and answers prayer. So what you said tonight is very, very encouraging, very, you know, because sometimes when the doctor said no, we give up. We're ready to give it up, you know, but you was determined. You was determined, you know, not to take no for an answer. And I just thank God for you, and I just thank God for your daughter, as you said about the sign language. And I've seen it on the TV also. They have the TV, and Some schools have it in their books to learn sign language. And we all can learn sign language. It's not, I mean, it wouldn't hurt us. It's the more we know, the better for us. I mean, we all need to learn it because You just never know who you're going to run into. So I just thank God for your testimony. God bless.
Amen.
Amen.
Hello.
Hello. Good
Hi.
Evening.
Get right ahead.
I thank God for Evangelist Scott. I'm one of her prayer warriors and sister in Christ, and I thank God for her testimony, and I thank God for her mother and grandmother being so faithful and being prayer warriors and praying for her during this time. And I'm reminded of the scripture where God said, I knew you before you was born in my mother's womb. So he knew April before she was formed in her mother's womb. He said that he had plans for her, plans to give her a future and a hope, plans to prosper her. So God's word, he would do just what his word says. So we thank God for his word. We thank God for his righteousness and his faithfulness and for taking care of us even when we fall short. God's word will never fail. He's no faith. So we just thank God for knowing April before she was even formed in her mother's womb and the plans that he had for her to live her and bring her through this trial that she went through. And truly, God is able. And may God bless Evangelist Scott and her family. And thank God for you all.
Amen.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for that.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hey, go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you. This is Evangelist Clayton. And I just give God the glory. I give God the praise. And all that we can say is Evangelist Scott, woman of God. All we can say is that Jeremiah 29:11 lets us know that he knows the plans that he has. He knew the plans of your child. He knew the plans in spite of what we see on the outside. God knows our plan. He see our yesteryear than we see our tomorrow. Amen. He saw that way then, 40,000 years ago back. He saw that then, what you, what your child will be doing at this appointed time. And everything has an appointed time for us. So I give God the glory. I give God the praise for what God is doing in all of our lives. Amen to God. You know, see, we can see things one way, but God got them in a whole different new realm in our lives. One thing for sure, and two things that we know. Amen. That this walk is a tedious walk, and this journey is a tedious journey that we're on. But we can know for surely if we live right, amen, we love one another right, amen, and we do what thus said the Lord of hosts. Sometimes people think you don't lost your mind, but because the joy of the Lord is on it, amen, to God, because there is no good thing that he would withhold from you, you know, and truly we just give him all the glory. I thank you for your testimony. See, we overcome by our testimonies. There was not a test. There was not a test. It wouldn't be a testimony. So we're going to be tried by the fire. Amen. You're going to be tried by the fire. We're going to be tried. All of us going to be tried by the fire. I say this. If you had not had no rain in your life, wait a while. Keep on living and keep on toiling down here because there will be some rain in our lives. Amen. So I'm grateful that you stood in spite of situation, your husband, your family, amen, your kinsmen, those associated, related, affiliated, and connected. Amen. I thank God Almighty that prayer is the key. And faith unlocked the door. Huh? And faith without work is dead. Amen. Yes. And we have a living testimony to tell somebody that God can, God will, and God will take nothing and make something out of. May the blessings of the continue to keep you and add no sorrow to you. And you continue to tell what thus said the Lord of God, woman of God. You continue to hold to God's unchanging hand.
Yes,
God ain't finished yet. Amen. We got a race to run. And we got to run it by faith. You are who God says that you are. You can have because faith has allowed you to. You are a believer, not a doubter. You are God's royal priesthood. You're the head and not the tail. And Philippians 4:13 says we can do all things through Christ. Strengthen us. God bless you, woman of God. From my house to your house. May God continue to bless you more.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Yeah.
I am the sister of April. Hello.
Hi.
Hey. Yes, I'm the sister of April. And I'm so glad I was able to sit in and listen to my mom as she told her testimony tonight. I just got off from work I just got off from work from like 8:15, but I was trying to make that 8:30 time, and I was so glad I was able to dial in and sit in and listen to the testimony. But I was so glad, I was grateful to sit in and listen to my mom as she told her testimony tonight. I always say my sister is a go-getter. She's very independent and doesn't let nothing get in her way or stop her from doing anything. I'm super proud of her. I admire her so much because just by watching her and how she do things, and she doesn't let nothing get in her way, she encouraged me to do my very best in whatever I want to do in life. So I'm just so blessed to have her as my sister.
Amen.
And the young lady that just spoke to said she's her sister. What is one of one of the main things that you've taken from? I know you just mentioned a couple of things, but first of all, are you older or younger? And what is something you've taken from her? Just watching her.
Mm-hmm. I'm younger sister.
She's
older than me. And it's just her braveness, just being brave. Don't worry about what people say or what people think. Just, you know, as long as you're doing it the right way, they just, you know, and following the steps of God, of trying to walk in the newness of God and doing the right thing. You know, that it just pushes
people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Tell them about you.
And about me, I have a testimony too, but I will share that at another time because I just want to get all my thoughts together. But I do have a testimony I want to tell.
Amen.
We'll see every Friday night.
Okay.
And we can definitely make that happen for you.
Yes. We turn no one away.
Well.
Mm-hmm. 803-41 and 336. All mics are open, except for your two. If you want them open, press 1. If not, it's perfectly okay. Just wanted to let you know that your mic wasn't open, but we can take care of that. Anybody else?
Yeah.
While we're waiting. Go ahead, right there.
This is Two Piece. I'm the first cousin of April, and that's my auntie that just spoke. Growing up with April during the summer times, a lot of times we would spend time together. And I was one of the ones that must admit that I was scared to speak because I didn't know how to speak to her. And so I would always activate my cousin, my younger cousin Theodore, which is the younger brother, about, you know, translating stuff. And so one day they say, well, here's the book. Learn yourself. So they worked with me, so I was able to communicate. But I remember one powerful moment, the most powerful thing she ever said to me. They was wondering how me and her was, like, conversating with each other because I couldn't see. she couldn't hear. And so I was like, we did it by just texting one another. And then she taught me how to do sign language in the palm of my hand. So I can also read sign language by her sign language in the palm of my hand a little bit. I'm still learning some. But one of the things she said that was powerful to me, I said, well, what I'm going to do? I can't see. I'm going to give up. She said, with faith, JC, with faith in God. So with my faith in God, with her believing in me and praying for me, we communicate here and there. With faith in God, all things are possible. So let that be an encouragement to everybody. With faith in God, all sorts of communication, everything that you go through in life is possible with faith in God. Amen.
Amen. Did you see if they pressed their ones yet?
They still haven't, so I guess it.
Okay. I want to cut anybody off. Anybody else? Well, Evangelist Scott, this is AJ calling out of Cleveland, Ohio once again. I want to say thank you so much. Very appreciative for you coming by Six Eyes Radio Network, blessing us and gracing us with your testimony. Mm-hmm. As you were speaking, it made me think of my mother. I'm visually impaired, and just the things that she went through in our community and the things that she experienced trying to raise a visually impaired child. And as I had, as we were talking the other day at the meeting, you know, your testimony would inspire and uplift and motivate the listeners, callers. And nowadays, what we have going on with parents, we understand that most children nowadays are in the custody of women. And these are the type of stories that need to be heard. The children are the future. And when you need hope, when you need inspiration, when you need motivation, these are the type of stories. As you were just talking about all the beautiful, miraculous things that your daughter April does and has done and continues to do, I was just sitting here just thinking, like, you know, my visual impairities and all that I've gone through. And I was thinking to myself, if I had to, like, just say, perhaps, vision, could I see or hear? And you sitting here and you're talking about how she drives and she can do this and she can do that and she's catching planes. And I said to myself, you know, it's one thing because my ears, my hearing, that's, to me, that's everything. That's how I comprehend. That's how I judge everything. That's how I move. Just so much. And so for me to switch that around, it's just, as it's been stated so many times tonight, that to me is faith. That is, that's a whole other level of faith. And just like I say, I say to Queen all the time, if you want to know if you've done a great job with your child, just look at what she's done. Look at what she's doing. And I would say that to you, and I would say that to all our listeners tonight. This is the evidence. This is the proof that when you take the time, when you walk in faith, when you don't listen to so-called doctors and people who are supposed to know what they're talking about and really don't know what they're talking about, because my God is great. My God has the last word, period. I just want to say with all my heart, just thank you for coming through tonight here on the Six Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the squad in the Queens Court. And like you said, it was the first time in this type of a format of this platform sharing your daughter's testimony with us. And I am so grateful that you did do that here tonight. God bless you.
Bless you, Lord. May I ask you something, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Evangelist God, I just want to say, with man it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. See, and that's the thing with man. Man give up so quickly because things don't happen sporadically like man want them to happen. But when we take our hands off and God, he's saying, Zani, see, when we get in the way of God, we mess up what God is doing. So we have to learn to wait, I said, on the Lord, and he shall renew thy strength. That's just like the man at the well. He said, I had nobody to put me in the water. Amen. And God is yet still performing miracles
above all that we ask or we think. And he's doing that right here, right here in the midst of it. We can't see it. I heard Brother AJ, he's vision impaired. I'm vision impaired. And there's others that are on here that are vision impaired with us as well, too. But I'm so grateful that you decided to share that with the Six Eyes Radio Network and AJ and the squad with us. I'm so grateful for that because that simple fact let man know that God is still performing miracles above all.
Yes,
good thing. Look at the woman at the well. Amen. To God be the glory. Nobody, amen. Everybody was talking about her. Amen. To God be the glory. But she met a man at the well. Mm-hmm. And he told her, if you drink from this cup, you'll never thirst again.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. To God be the glory. And see, one thing we know that some Samaritan had nothing to do. Amen. Because they didn't think it was worth it. But then when God told us, you knew who I was. If you only knew who I was, and if we only know who God is in our life today, no matter what our situation or circumstances are, God is performing miracles above all we ask. We think man doing it. We think we doing it. We think that we done did it. Remember, God has everything and everyone and every piece in its proper place, our place, time, and and God does things to prove that he is still performing miracles above all we ask. And when he laid hands on the blind eyes, the eyes became open. When he opened the deaf ears and the dumb could talk, amen. God is still performing miracles right above all that we ask or we think. If we only believe, he said, little one of little faith. And if Peter had kept his eyes on him, Peter would not have began to think. Amen. But because his eyes often got fearful, amen, that's when Peter began to think. We have to stand. He said, you're going to have many, amen, that say I'm with you. And he had two that was with him. One denied him and one betrayed him. And do we believe today that God is still performing miracles in our life? Yes. He's performing miracles. When you are healed, delivered, and set free. Amen. Mm-hmm. When you knew that you should have been dead a long time ago. Amen. Staking and sleeping in your grave. God saw fit to just one more minute, one more second, one more hour. Amen. To compel thy men and women that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And they asked him, what is this that the parent had done to call this blindness to the tree? He said, it was nothing that the parent done. See, man so quick to throw a rock. Amen. But if you know the ramification of how God moves and what God does, amen, we'll see the miraculous work that God is doing above all that we ask or we think. Look all around you. Look in the front. Look in the back. Look on the side, left and right. See what God has done for you and us and I and they. God is still performing miracles. God performed a miracle in your life. Amen. God performed a miracle in all of our life. You have brought something to life tonight in all of our life. Amen. Don't cut God short. Don't think less than, but be greater than. April is a prime example of that tonight in all of our life. We all have an April in our life. We all have an April. A different situation and different circumstances. Bless you, woman of God. Bless you and your household even more. God bless you. I'm completed. Thank you.
Amen. Glory to God.
Jesus. One last call for the 80341 and the 336. Last call. Don't want to hold nobody back. I know sometimes we get distracted.
Okay.
Anybody else? Will we wrap it up for tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, AJ?
Well, we want to remind everybody, as we always do about this time, don't forget, every Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, kicking it with Six and the Crew, DJ ATL, Wolfgang, our very own Mrs. Pride and Joy, and Queen Nye. Make sure you check them out for the latest, greatest breaking news, entertainment, great music, and great commentary right here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Before we get up out of here, as we always do, God grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change those things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And we all say amen.
Amen.
Thank you guys for joining us tonight. We would definitely look forward to seeing you next Friday. And remember, for those who celebrate and for those who do not, it is Halloween. It is Trunk or Treat. So we may have some ghosts and goblins for you. We may have some treats for you. So don't forget to come back and join us right here next Friday with AJ and the Squad and the Queen's Court right here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Squad. Squad.
Is he so crazy?
Anything else?
Good night, everyone.
Not at all.
All right.
All righty. Well, thank you guys so much. Have a beautiful night. Again, thank you, Evangelist Scott. Thank you, April. May God continue to bless both of you even the more.
Thank
and we
you.
Can't wait to hear about more accomplishments, young lady. More accomplishments.
Amen. Well, have a blessed night.
Thank you. Come back anytime.
You
are
too.
And tell your other daughter we got a spot just for her too. So.
All right.
Good night, everybody.
As I walk through the shadow of the valley of death, I am not alone. I see a light. It shines bright. I am going to see my King. I am going to see my God. Hallelujah. I am going to see my King.
Hello, this is the Queen of the Queen's Court on the Six Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the Squad. Please join us every first Friday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as the women empower each other. Come spend your first night with us right here with the Queen's Court.
You've been listening to another great episode of AJ and the Squad along the Queen's Court here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Good night, everyone. See you next Friday.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
My.
Squad.
I must tell Jesus about it. I must tell him all of my trouble. I know I can't bear these burdens alone. I must tell Jesus about it. Oh, Lord. Mm-hmm. I must tell Jesus about it. I must tell him all of my troubles. I know I can't bear these burdens alone. I must tell Jesus about it. What about you? Good God, if you don't mind, just to say I must
tell Jesus about it.
I must
tell him all of my trouble.
I know I can't bear.
Burdens alone.
Oh, no. If you don't mind.
everlasting Father, I come to you right now, just as meek as I know how. There's a few things that's vexing me. You told me that you and I can have a conversation. Whenever I need you. Well, listen here, we got people killing people for no reason, no reason at all. Little children vanishing everywhere. Lord have mercy. Lord, you told me if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek my favor, and then turn from their wicked ways. Oh, I know you would hear when we call. Reason why we call on your name, you can catch us.
Good night, everyone. See you next Friday.
Good night, everybody. And go tell Jesus about it. He'll listen. Actually, he already knows. But go tell him anyway.